Flight operations on the USS Nimitz. Its four catapults on the flight deck hurl the ship's 90 aircraft into combat day and night. Within days of arriving on station in the Middle East, the ship was launching missions to support ground troops in Afghanistan.
Tonight we'll be in support of the guys that are actually going over the beach. So no, it's not an exercise, it is a mission.
The USS Nimitz is one of the largest warships in the world, stretching more than 330 meters in length and housing over 5,000 sailors and airmen.
Carry on, guys. How you doing?
It is often described as a floating city, with its own hospital, barbershops, post office, and cafeterias that serve nearly 20,000 meals a day. And men are not the only ones on board.
I do communications, and my title is a WISO Weapons Systems Officer.
But its number one purpose is launching warplanes into combat. Admiral John Terrence Blake is the commander of the Carrier Strike Group.
Our mission is twofold. Our mission is security and stability.
That mission doesn't always mean military action. Sometimes just the presence of a supercarrier can persuade nations to resolve issues diplomatically. Senior administration officials concede that was part of the thinking when President Bush ordered a second carrier into the Gulf region late last year, saying it was part of an effort to gain some negotiating leverage over Iran. The U.S. and Iran had been at odds for months over Iran's nuclear aspirations. Blake was asked about the U.S. strategy on Iran.
Well, I would say that if you look at what our government, and in particular what our State Department is doing, is we are working with the international community to resolve diplomatically the issues that we currently have with Iran. And we are working through them, and the idea is to solve the issues that are currently on the table from a diplomatic perspective.
While diplomacy continues, the crew members are hard at work, putting in long days to be ready for any mission they are called on to perform. For producers Nazi Bilgari and Saman Arbabi, Jim Bertel, VOA News.